Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the special work session Thursday, June 25th, 2026, 9:30 a.m. We have Commissioner Whitney, Commissioner Smith, Commissioner Simon. They're all present. Or actually, councilman, I should say, not commissioner. We have Jeet Spaulding and Tayson. Well, they're electronically on phones to join this meeting so we can have a take a vote on these resolutions. So with that being said, we've talked about the temporary resolution that we have in place, 40-2013, issuing the fire restrictions order. What we need to do is discuss whether we want to impose more restrictions. We have two proposals. We have resolution, Milford City Council, temporarily prohibiting the discharge of all personal fireworks while allowing professional fireworks shows within Milford City limits due to the extreme fire danger conditions. The other one is Resolution 1126, a resolution of the Milford City Council temporarily prohibiting the discharge of all personal fireworks and canceling all professional fireworks displays within Milford City limits due to the extreme fire danger conditions. So, what's the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to accept the second one where it gets rid of all fireworks.
It doesn't get rid of them all unless the fire marshal does.
No, that's the first one.
First one says just the professional. The second one says all.
You as the city council have the right to ban all fireworks within the city limits.
So resolution one is a resolution that gives temporary prohibiting the all use of personal fireworks, but allowing for the professional fireworks show to be shut off as long as the local fire authorities feel comfortable with it. But it gives them also the permission at any time to ban that show as well. The other resolution is a resolution that temporarily prohibits all fireworks, both professional and personal, within Milford City limits. Both of these resolutions would remain active until December 1st of 2026.
And both of them take out personal fireworks.
Correct.
Yes.
Not allowed.
Correct.
But the one allows the one to go on, but the fire marshal can say no on that day. He thinks the conditions are too bad and we need to close it down, and we would be in favor with that.
Correct.
According to this.
You're right.
I think that's the one we ought to adopt. Well,
my opinion is I think we just ban everything. I've talked to, now it's Chief Whitney that I'm talking to, and him and I had this conversation yesterday.
Well, he's got to close it anyway. He's got the authority to do it.
Well, the problem we got is if we do allow the professional firework display to go on and we have a fire up in that area, or we cause some, you know, damage to property and everything, it's not only going to fall on the fire district, but it's also going to fall on Milford City.
I'm not opposed to it. I just saw on the news this morning, that's what the other cities up there that's banning personal fireworks, they're still letting the other ones go on if the fire marshal allows them.
And all we're doing by this step is just going automatically step two, banning everything rather than I would be banning it anyway.
You don't know what's going to happen that day. You don't know what we're going to get ready before then. You don't know what's going to happen between now and then. And if you take the second one, it don't matter what happens.
Well, by taking the second one, it shows that we're supportive of the fire district.
Well, otherwise, and the other one says we are too. If they decide not to do it, we're supportive of them, it says.
Right.
So, either way.
So the only thing, number one, all you're doing is leaving the final decision for the big show up to me. Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
You're all right with that?
So the resolution that states that, it just says monitoring conditions. The Milford City Fire Chief and Fire Marshal shall continue to monitor weather conditions, vegetation conditions, and fire danger levels. and provide recommendations to the city council regarding public safety as well as the safety of discharging the public fireworks show. At any time, the city council allows the local fire authorities to cancel the public firework display if the need arises for public safety. So you're accomplishing the same goal. You're banning the fireworks personally with either resolution. Option one, you're letting the big show stay scheduled depending on the fire conditions and then the fire authorities.
We're in approval of if it, yes, they shut it down, we approve of it.
And then, yep, correct. And then resolution two.
The city council, do they have that right if, say, the fire chief says, oh, I think we might be all right, and the council says, no, we're not comfortable with it. Do we shut it down?
Well, I was just thinking that maybe if you wanted the support of all of us so it doesn't come down on you, I would say do the second one. But if you're okay taking the hit on that, and you want to make that.
I'll be come out and support him if that day you say, no, we're not having fireworks, I'd be right there to support you.
My thought process to the whole thing is,
I don't think they're going to be going.
If we're banning the public from their private shows, I don't see why we should be doing a big show.
I'm just saying, the other cities are still allowing them. It's cut them all off.
I've had people say, well, how can you do it? What's the difference whether we set them off or whether you set them off? Well, the difference is all my people are licensed and trained to do it, but all we've got is a license behind us and a fire truck.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I think somebody on the phone's trying to speak.
I feel like we should ban both of them for a couple of the reasons that were already stated. It's highly likely that even if we pick the first one, Lawson's going to have to ban it anyway. And in that case, it makes all blame go to him. If we pick the second one, what is the difference between whether a fire started by the city one or the private one? It's probably worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
If I start a fire, if I go ahead and do the big show and I start a fire, first liability is on the fire district, second liability is against the city.
Mm-hmm. I would say right now, in the conditions, there would be no, if it's like this, you would be shutting it down. There would be no fireworks.
Right. I would, well, whatever the council wants to do,
I'll vote for either one of them.
My feeling is to shut them all down and that way the public's not getting their hope up and getting all upset and wound up.
Well, that's a good point.
I think so, too, because it brought a lot. We're going to have to cut it off anyway, so why not? And let's not let him be the bad guy. Let's just all say
I agree. If we do let it go and then shut it off, everybody's going to come on west. Mm-hmm. I do agree with that.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so it sounds.
And I believe that you probably are going to have to if we leave it that way anyway.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it? I'd read it for clarification for public.
Sure, read it.
So it's the two?
Turn the TV.
It's somebody on the phone.
Yeah.
Turn the TV off.
So it's 11/20/26, the second one, was it all there?
Yep.
And that was what I was talking about to begin with. So.
Did you make a motion on that?
Mm-hmm. Let's restate a motion.
So we have a motion by Scott to go ahead and adopt Resolution 11/20/26, resolution of Milford City Council temporarily prohibiting the discharge of all personal fireworks and canceling all professional fireworks displays within Milford City limits due to the extreme fire danger conditions. We have a second by Russell. Is there any other discussion? If not, roll call vote. Russell.
Yes.
Les.
I abstain.
Okay. Scott.
Yes.
Tayson.
Yes.
Ian.
Very well. Thank you.
Jeep.
Yes, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
We're waiting for your vote.
Yes.
Okay. So we have four yes and one abstention. So motion carried. Resolution 11-2026 is now adopted.
What I was going to ask, do you have the fireworks? Are they coming ordered?
They're here.
They're here.
So are we just going to save them for next year?
We'll either save until next year.
We can do them on the
24th of July. We can do them.
So you can't do them on the 24th because the resolution just adopted is prohibiting fireworks till December 1st of 2026.
But we could put on a good one on the Christmas.
Yeah, put them on the Christmas.
That's the one this year.
Yeah. Maybe we could do like a Christmas or a New Year's.
We'll do a New Year's Eve show. Or we leave until the 4th of July next year.
So your Christmas light parade will be on December 5th. Yes, so you could shoot them off because your resolution states December 1st.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's better than fireworks in winter anyway.
Well, the way it's going, maybe we won't have any moisture by then. It still won't be able to. That's the way it's going.
I just thought if we got a load of moisture in the call, we could just have a great big party up the pavilion and cook hot dogs and set off fireworks.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
I agree with that.
Kayla says she wants to do that one more time. Cook hot dogs.
I mean, we can keep them till next year, but I mean, that's a long time for you to have to worry about them, isn't it, somewhere?
They're in a Connex and they're locked up, so they're perfectly safe.
That was the reason we went ahead and got that.
So we can go either way with this time.
Yeah. So.
They're stored, they're taken care of, there's nobody can get in there.
Okay, any other discussions? Mm-hmm. Not meeting adjourned.
Will you send me a copy?